Louisiana's 5th Congressional District votes for a new representative on October 19th. The election is to decide who serves the remainder of Rodney Alexander's unexpired term. State Senator Neil Reiser is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Bob, thank you.
Why make a run for this congressional post?
Well, it's based on the same decision that I did when I ran for state senate back in 07. Simply just to put it, I wanted to make a difference. And it's the same reason I'm running for Congress now, is to make a difference. I realized that before I ran for Senate that I could stand on the sideline and complain and not to make an attempt to try to make a difference in our state and put it in the right direction. And now I feel the same way about Congress.
You've addressed health care in your campaign, stating your support to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
That's correct.
Has your opinion changed in any way since we've seen a government shutdown?
No, I think that on the government shutdown, that I'm still in position to defund Obamacare, but we can still pass the budget even if we have to pass in segments, one segment at a time.
We mentioned in passing segments. Neil, what do you see as a point of discussion that could remedy the stalemate?
Well, let's come back up. Let's redraft the legislation that is workable on the health care side, draft a new bill, and come back through, and then repeal Obamacare. It's not good for business. The insurance costs are going to go up. I don't get to see anybody right now that even fully understands what it does. I've been told in the last couple of days that they've opened up the plan that people aren't even able to get through and access it. So the last thing, I haven't seen the government be able to successfully run much of anything, and I don't know how they successfully run health care.
We talk about the issue of the economy. What ideas do you support for job growth, and in particular in District 5?
In District 5, those that don't know, Louisiana 5th Congressional District is the largest row crop district in the nation. And so for infrastructure, what does that mean? That means that we can upgrade and maintain our infrastructure, whether it be through our federal interstate systems, our rail, and most importantly, one of them is for our agriculture is the Mississippi Riverway. And that involves a lot of dredging. Might not be aware of that they're widening the Panama Canal, which takes a wider barge and takes a larger draft. So those issues for the river silting in all the way up the river, all the way down toward Baton Rouge, the Lake Providence area, all the way to Orleans, that's a significant factor that we have to have ships that can have a more dredge and wider ability so that we'll be able to export from our ports around the rest of the world.
Well, Senator, you mentioned waterways and the Mississippi River. Uh-huh. And speaking of that, revised FEMA flood maps would place a number of parishes in the 5th District at risk of facing higher insurance premiums. What would you support in that ongoing issue?
But it goes back to certification of the levies on that. And then when they come back and they're putting us back in on the decertification of the levies, the Corps built and designed the levies, but now they're not wanting to take credit or say that is not their responsibility. That is their responsibility to help maintain those, and just put us back in these flood zones and these decertification zones. It's not just in the 5th Congressional District. It's going on all over the state. That's the issue. That's even in New Orleans, where you've seen homeowners insurance go up to the point where they're not on the backside of their mortgage now because of their property values with their flood insurance. It's been a real concern to everyone up and down through the Ouachita, Red River, and on the Mississippi River waterway.
State Senator Neil Reiser is a candidate for the 5th Congressional District. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.